News list of shows.
Replay Music 6 with Jaws 14, Part 2.
Alt Tab, Replay Music.
When you first run Replay Music 6 from the desktop icon, I'm using Jaws 14. When you run the Replay Music 6 desktop icon, you will get, by default, the hints pop-up messages. Please read those. Here's an example.
Replay Music Hint Dialog. Replay Music 6 can now record to more audio formats. Besides MP3 and WAV, Replay Music can now record to the M4A, WMA, OGG, and FLAC formats. To change the recording format, go into Replay Music settings under the quote output quote tab. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. OK button.
Let's hear the next pop-up hint message.
Tab. OK button. Tab. Show next hint button.
Tab over where it says show next. Here it is.
Show next hint button to activate. Press spacebar.
Press spacebar.
Space. Replay Music hint dialog. Replay Music can tag in any language character set supported by Microsoft. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked.
Let's hear the next pop-up.
Tab, OK, but tab, show next hint
show
button,
next.
Space, replay music hint dialog. When replay music recognizes a song, it can tag the album art to MP3 files. Album art can also be edited using the quote edit track quote button. Don't show this hint again, checkbox.
Let's hear these hints.
Tab, show next space, replay music hint dialog. It is a good idea to launch replay music before opening the player or source that you will be recording from. Make sure to do this if replay music does not detect any audio. Don't show this hint.
Let's hear the next hint.
Tab, OK, but tab, show next space, replay music hint dialog. Try recording from some popular websites. Click quote start recording quote, then click on quote open website to record quote. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
Let's hear one more. Please read the user guide, the Replay Music 6 user guide. You can find it by on the main interface of Replay Music 6, press your spacebar keyboard key on the help button.
Tab, OK, but tab, show next space, replay music hint dialog. Replay music can automatically split and tag music tracks from many music sources. Please note that internet radio stations that fade or have no silence between tracks may not automatically split. Use the manual quote split now quote button for this type of stream. Also, be sure to turn off any equalizers, sound enhancements, and cross-fade options in your player settings. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked.
The keyboard shortcut is Control plus S. Control plus S as in Sierra. Let's hear the next one.
Tab, OK, tab, show next space, replay music hint dialog. You can add an MP3 to your recording list and replay music by right-clicking inside the recording list box and selecting the quote import MP3 files quote option. This is good for tagging an MP3 file that might be missing tagging information or adding an MP3 to your list to be burned to CD. Don't show this.
When you have focus within the Replay Music 6 list view, you press your applications keyboard key. Some call it the context menu keyboard key. You can press that. It acts as a right click, and it's usually located to the left of the right control keyboard key, the applications keyboard key. Let's hear another hint.
Tab, OK, but tab, show next hint space, replay music hint dialog. Some replay music functions will appear grayed out while actively recording. Select settings and features prior to starting a recording session. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not.
With Jaws, the it reads it as unavailable, unavailable. So you'll know. Let's move on.
Tab, tab, show next space, replay music hint dialog. iTunes does not insert enough silence between tracks. However, we have included a file named silence.mp3. You will find this file in your replay music directory left parent, usually /program/files/replay-music6/right-parent. The silence.mp3 file is just a few seconds of silence. Place it between tracks in your iTunes playlist and tracks will split perfectly. Don't show this.
I do not have iTunes, so I cannot tell you anything about iTunes. Let's move on. But you can find the silent.mp3 file.
Tap OK button. Tap Show Next Space. Replay music and dialogue. If you're recording from a Windows Media Source left parent like Launchcast or Napster right parent, make sure that the Appian Audio Recorder plug-in is enabled in Windows Media Player by clicking Tools. Plug-in. Appian Audio Recording plugin. Don't show this hint.
This is accessible. You can do it. I've done it. You open Windows Media Player and do an Alt plus T for the Tools menu. You'll find it there. Make sure to have the check mark where it says applying recording, recorder, whatever it was. Okay?
Tap, tap, show next space, replay music and dialogue. You can save a recording session by clicking the quote start recording quote button and checking the quote save recording session quote button. After the session is over, replay music will ask you for a file name to save it under. You can re-open any recording session by clicking the quote start recording quote button and then checking the quote open the recording session quote button. Don't show this.
This is accessible. I tested it. It works. I'll show you that where the checkboxes are.
Tap, tap, show next space, replay music and dialogue. At any time during your recording session, you can tag a file by right-clicking the song in the recording list box and selecting the quote tag track quote option. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked.
You have two ways of doing this, either by up using your up or down arrow keys or the up and down buttons on the main interface of Replay Music 6. Make sure the track is selected, and you can use your applications keyboard key to choose edit track, or you can find the edit track button on the main interface. You got two ways.
Tap, tap, show next space, replay music and dialogue. If a website you are recording from displays song information in the title window, you can create a template in Replay Music to grab that information for tagging. To do this, click on quote settings quote and Replay Music, and under the quote input quote tab, check the quote tag with template quote checkbox and then add the template information in the text box next to the checkbox. For an example, click the next hint. Don't show this. Tap OK button. Tap show next space, replay music and dialogue. Using the tag with template example colon, if you want to retrieve the artist and song title from the website last.fm, then in the text box you would type colon %a%t-last.fm%a=artist%t=song title%a=album. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not check.
Next hint.
Tap, OK, tap, show next hint space, replay music and dialogue. Replay music gives you the ability to record all your audio at about the same volume. This is called normalizing. You can normalize the audio volume of audio that you are recording or MP3 files that you have already recorded. To normalize songs that you are recording, go into settings and under the quote output quote tab, check the quote normalize quote checkbox. Don't show it.
This normalize checkbox is already checked.
Tap, tap, show next hint plus space, replay music hint dialogue to normalize songs that are...
If it's not, go in there and press spacebar to choose normalize. Let's hear this hint right now.
Replay music hint dialogue to normalize songs that are already recorded. Right-click your mouse on the track list box and select quote import MP3 files quote. Select the files you wish to normalize and then select quote normalize track left parent as right parent quote. Don't show... Tap, tap, show next space, replay music and dialogue. Use the quote reset quote button to change any setting after stopping the recording session. Don't show this hint again. Tap, tap, show next space, replay music and dialogue. You can use the following keyboard shortcuts: colon control plus A equals select all tracks, control plus R equals record or stop recording, control plus S equals split track. Don't show. Tap, tap, show next space, about button to activate, press space bar.
So I believe you heard all the hints, and the hints pop-ups are gone. Focus is in Replay Music 6. Let's hear the title bar.
Title is Replay Music.
It's Replay Music. Insert tab to hear the current focus button.
About button to activate, press space bar.
We heard about. let me do this real quick, just in case you missed the first podcast. You use your tab keyboard key to jump to each control on the main interface, or you can use your up and down arrow keys. I'm going to use the tab key.
Tab, help button to add tab, minimize button to tab, close button to tab, record slash stop record button to activate, press tab, reset button to activate, press tab, split track button to tab, list one, list view, zero item.
You use your space bar, to activate a button on the main interface.
Tab, move up track button to tab, move down track button, tab, edit track button to tab, delete track button, tab, play track button to tab, burn CD button to activate, tab, settings button to tab, about button to...
If you're using one sound card and... Have Replay Music 6 focus.
Title is Replay Music.
Do an insert T for the title bar. Then do an insert V as in Victor.
Quick Settings dash Replay Music dialog. Search box edit.
Quick Settings. Let's down arrow. You need to do the following.
Preview, level 0, general option, level 1, user verbosity beginner, virtual ribbon menu, progress bar silent.
Make sure progress bar is silent.
Preview, progress bar silent, 3 of 7, to move through or expand.
If you hear...
Space, spoken, 1 of 2.
Spoken.
Space, silent, 2 of 3.
Silence. Then, if you hear spoken, you need to press your space bar. And make sure it says progress bar silent.
Preview, progress bar silent, 3 of 7.
Let's see what else. Down arrow.
Top and bottom edge silent. Graphics all. Screen echo off.
Screen echo is set to off. If you hear...
Space, highlighted, 2 of 3.
Highlighted or...
Space, all, 3 of 3, all.
You need to press space bar to hear screen echo off.
Space, off, 1 of 3.
You need to hear this.
Preview, screen echo off, 6 of 7. Focus loss announcement not checked. Screen echo off.
And tab over, or tab over to.
Tab, read only edit. Tab, expand, preview, tab, OK button to activate.
Press enter on OK. Since my settings are already set, I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape, about button to activate.
Let's check the settings button. We're on the main interface of Replay Music 6.
Shift tab, settings button to activate, press space bar.
You can find the setting button, it's right before the about button. So I'm going to press space bar on settings.
Space, replay music settings dialog, minute left parent as right parent, pick a folder to hold recorded files, colon read only edit, C colon backslash users backslash Pedro backslash music backslash replay music recordings, use your reading.
Replay Music 6 has 4 tab sheets. They are input, splitting, proxy, and output. And right now, focus is in the input tab sheet properties. And the first item you will hear is the storage folder, the location where your files are saved at. It's going to be like this.
Pick a folder to hold recorded files, colon, read only, edit, C, colon, backslash.
Pick a folder for recorded files.
Pick a folder to hold recorded files.
To hold recorded files, it has a browse button.
Tab, browse button to activate, press space
bar. You can go in here and change it. I'm going to press space bar.
Space, browse for folder dialog. Select a directory. OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button to activate. Tab, select a directory. Preview, replay music recordings closed.
This is the default. It's a standard Windows dialog box. So... you can do it. I'm going to press escape to get out of here.
Escape. Replay music dialog. Replay music settings dialog.
Let's tab.
Tap open folder button to activate. Press space bar.
You want to open the current folder, the storage folder. You press space bar here.
Open folder button to activate.
Open folder button.
Tab. Tag with template colon checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
Let's move on. We're in the input tab sheet configurations right now.
Tab. Input source colon edit combo. Windows audio driver 404.
Since I'm using Vista, and if you're using Windows 7, most likely the input source is going to be your Windows audio driver.
Input source colon edit combo Windows audio driver 404.
Okay.
To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Let's press tab key.
Tab. Stop recording after idle colon edit 0. Type in text.
This is a stop recording after idle. You can put a number in here, a value.
Tap OK button to activate. Tap cancel button. Tap pick a folder to hold.
So you will not hear the input splitting proxy and output tab sheet names. No big deal. You can use root jog to PC cursor and find the tab sheet and do a jog left mouse click, or press and hold down the control keyboard key and press your tab key to jump to the next tab sheet, which is the splitting tab sheet.
Automatically split tracks checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press space bar.
Automatically split tracks. Here it is again. The checkbox is checked.
Automatically split tracks checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press space bar.
Let's see if we have anything else in the splitting tab sheet.
Tab. Minimum milliseconds of silence between tracks colon edit 300. Type in text.
Milliseconds. 300 for mine. Yours may be 3,000.
Tab. Do not record or split track if track less than colon edit 35. Type in text. Tab. 1500 left right slider 30% to increase or decrease. Use the arrow keys.
This is a slider. You can use your left and right arrow keys to adjust it.
Tab. Use defaults button to activate. Press space bar.
There is a use default button in the splitting tab sheet to go back to the preset, the original default settings. Let's press our tab key and we should wrap around back to the splitting checkbox that said automatically split track. We may hear OK and cancel.
Tab OK button to tab cancel but tab automatically split tracks checkbox checked.
So we wrapped around in the splitting tab sheet property. Hold down your control key and then press your tab key and release to go to the proxy tab sheet configurations.
Tab minimum milliseconds of silence between tracks colon edit 300. Type of text.
See, I didn't hold that key. That's okay. That's okay.
Internet connection uses a proxy server checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
Leave this alone. Do not do anything unless you're using a proxy server. Just skip the proxy tab sheet altogether. Let's press control and press tab and release.
File name format colon edit percent %A-% %T type of text.
We heard the file name edit field box. We're in the output tab sheet. The most important tab sheet is the output tab sheet within the settings. Let's press our tab key.
Tab, track and check. No, file name digits colon edit 2. Type in text. Tab, record to MP3 radio button checked 1 of 1. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
We heard record to MP3. You have 5 formats you can choose from. Okay, here we go.
Combo box, record to MP3, 3 of 5.
That's
the default.
To change
the selection, use the arrow keys.
Let me up arrow so you can hear all the formats available that you can choose from to record with Replay Music 6.
Record to FLAC.
You got the FLAC format. Here it is.
Combo box record to FLAC 1 to 5.
FLAC, F-L-A-C.
Arrow keys.
F-L-A-C. It's a lossless format. It's not compressed. No compression. Let's hear the second format you can record with Replay Music 6.
Record to M4A.
M4A. Left down arrow. We're in a combo box.
Record to FLAC. Record to M4A. Record to MP3.
MP3.
Record to OGG.
You can record in the OGG format, the OGG format. Left down arrow for the last one.
Record to WMA.
And you can record in WMA, Windows Media Audio. So I'm going to up arrow back.
Record to MP3.
And leave it on MP3. I'm going to tab.
Tab 128 kbps radio button checked 1 of 8 to change the selection press.
With MP3 format, you have 8 bit rate to choose from. And the first one is, it's a radio button.
Tab CBR radio shift tab 128 kbps radio button checked 1 of 8 to change the selection
press. 128. Use your up and down arrow keys to choose the bit rate you want.
192 kbps radio button checked, 2 of 8. 256 kbps radio button checked. 320 kbps radio button checked, 4 of 8. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. 128 kbps radio button checked, 1 of 8. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
You have
320 kbps radio
one.
Button checked. 128 kbps.
You have 4 bit rates, starting with 128 all the way to 320.
128 kbps rate.
Let's press our tab key.
Tab CBR radio button checked. 5 of 8.
You have the CBR. It's the default.
Tab VBR radio button not checked, 6 of 8, to change
the
select.
The VBR, variable bit rate. Use CBR for CDs, when you burn CDs.
Tab display its button, shift tab, VBR radio button not checked, tab display its button to act.
You got display hints, the ones I reviewed earlier at the start of this program, this recording. In case you need to reread them, you click this button here.
Display hints button to activate.
Display hints button with spacebar. Let's hear what else we got.
Tab display logs button to activate.
In case you need to view the log files, their text files, and you need to send it to tech support, here's where you find them.
Tab open log folder button to activate, press spacebar.
You can open the log folder button here.
Tab automatic tagging identify songs automatically, checkbox checked, so clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Make sure this is checked, because if it's not, and you're trying to record music, it's not going to name the tracks. It's not going to identify it with the artist, title, album, genre, and all that good stuff.
Tab, recording volume, left, right, slider, 50% to increase or decrease, use the arrow.
There's a recording volume slider. It's accessible. Use your left and right and up and down arrow keys.
Tab, normalize, checkbox checked, so clear checkmark.
Normalize checkbox. It's checked.
Tab OK button
okay.
To activate, press spacebar.
That's all. Let's
tab cancel button.
I'm not going to make any changes, so I'm going to press cancel.
Space. Settings button to activate.
Focus is back on Replay Music 6. So how do we start recording? How do we get Replay Music 6 to start recording a music stream? You can find the Start/stop recording button on the main interface with your space bar or your enter key. Not your enter key, your up and down arrow keys. Let's do it with the tab key.
Tab, about button, tab, help button to activate, tab, minimize, tab, close button, tab, record/stop record button to activate, press
this
space bar.
This is what you need to look for.
Record/stop record button to activate, press space.
You can also do a Control+R, as in Roger, to bring it up. You're going to bring up a start recording session dialog screen when you press spacebar on this button here.
Record/stop record button to activate, press space.
Or if you do a Control+R, let's press spacebar on this button. Let's make sure I hit it. Let's see.
Tab, delete track button to activate, press spacebar. Play track button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, burn CD, tab, settings button to activate, press spacebar.
My keyboard is, I'm using a wireless keyboard, so let's make sure.
Tab, about button, tab, close button, tab, record/stop record button to activate, press spacebar, space. Start the recording session dialog, artist:, edit, type in text.
So we heard start recording session.
Title is replay music, start the recording session.
Start recording session, it's a dialog screen, and you land on.
Artist:, type in text.
If you're planning to record a particular artist from a particular stream, you can enter the info here. It's an edit field. It's accessible, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to review the start recording session screen with you. Press your tab key.
Tab, always tag with artist name above, checkbox not checked, tab, album:, edit, replay music 2013-11-16, tab, always tag with album name above, tab, genre:, edit, type in text, tab, always tag with genre name above, checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar. Tab, directory format:, edit, \%, type in text, tab, stop recording when recording time is edit, type in text.
Here you can enter like 60 minutes. You're going to tell Replay Music 6 to record 1 hour for you, and it will stop when 60 minutes has been reached. Let's move on.
Tab, add tracks to Windows Media Player, checkbox not checked, so check press space.
I have not checked this. I've not tested this part. Let's
tab,
move on.
Add tracks to iTunes, checkbox not checked, so check press space bar.
iTunes, I've not done any testing with this, but I'm pretty sure it works.
Tab, open the recording session, checkbox not checked, so check press spacebar.
Let's move on.
Tab, save recording session, checkbox not checked.
Read the user guide for more info. These work. It's accessible. It does work.
Tab, open browser, the record button to activate.
Okay, this is important here. This button here.
Open browser, the record button to activate, press spacebar. Open browser, the record button to activate, press spacebar.
Is a valuable button. So let me wrap around so you can hear the whole screen, and we'll go back to this button here, the open browser button to record.
Open browser, the record button to tap. OK button to activate.
Heard OK.
Tap cancel button to add. Tap artist:, edit.
That's it.
Shift tap. OK button. Shift tap. Open browser.
What we're gonna do is I'm gonna show you how to record with Replay Music a particular stream. I'm only gonna record one song, and hopefully it's gonna identify the song, the track, in the list view. So I'm on open browser to record.
Open browser to record button to activate.
Open browser to record.
Open browser to record button to activate. Press
space bar. What's going to happen is you're going to be taken to the to your browser. Your browser is going to open, and it's going to be on a applying.com website with like a directory or media sources you can record. Here we go.
Space. Start the recording with Replay Music - Internet Explorer provided by Dell. Page has 2 frames, 1 region, 2 headings and 34 links. Start the recording with Replay Music link graphic logo link. Stream it, record it, keep it, list of 5 items.
Okay. Disclaimer. Use this program for your own personal use. Your own personal use and enjoyment. I'm going to press Control Home.
Start the recording with.
And I'm going to press the navigation key H as in heading.
Replay music heading level 1. Article. Lang, looking for some great music on the web? Try these music sites with Replay Music :
Try these music sites. I'm going to pick one real quick.
Lang, link graphic, accurate, enter, accurate, the most popular.
I'm going to do a search on this website.
Virtual find, C-H-R-I-S-E-M-A, enter, same page. Wrapping the top, same page, link holidays, Christmas.
I'm going to choose this.
Enter, dialogue, most popular, -
let me,
Virtual file, C-L-A-S-I, enter, same page, classical Christmas, a celebration, holiday, a blizzard of modern 20 great the classics, only the all - time.
I'm going to play this stream.
Link play.
I found the play button, but before you do this, just do an Alt plus Tab, Alt Tab back to the Replay Music 6.
Alt Tab, Replay Music dialog, start the recording session dialog, artist : open browser direct.
Because we're not recording yet. Let's tab over to OK.
Tab, OK button, space, stop recording button.
Right now, Replay Music 6 has focus, and the start/stop recording button has changed to
stop recording button to activate. Press spacebar.
Stop recording button.
Tab. Split track button.
I'm gonna tab over to the list view. It's empty right now.
Tab. List 1. List view. 0 items. To move to the.
We're in the list view. It said 0 items.
List 1. List view. 0 items. To.
Now let's Alt tab back. To the stream.
Alt tab, holidays :
And I'm going to press enter on the play button.
Play link.
Let me turn up my speakers because I have 2 sound cards. I got 2 sound cards. So let's make sure I'm on that play button.
Softer Christmas favorites for when. Shift tab. Lenten link. Quiet Christmas Eve link. Lenten link play. The classics link play.
Here we go.
Enter. Play link.
Now I'm going to Alt tab back to Replay Music
Frame
6.
Three, Alt tab. Replay Music.
Customize
Replay Music.
By reading the music you hear, banning the artists and songs you don't like, and blending together your favorite channels. AccuRadio. Radio that accurately reflects your tastes.
So, let me turn it up so you can hear my second sound card. It's playing the stream.
Everywhere you go, take a fire tune, listening.
I'm going to turn it down. So right now, Replay Music 6 is capturing that song. And we're in Replay Music 6 in the list view.
Land recording track ... Replay Music 2013-11.
In the list view, it says recording track ... This list view has 7 columns. Let's hear it again. Insert up arrow.
Recording track .. Replay music 2013-11-16054-1.
You can do with JAWS insert control numbers row 1, insert control numbers row 2, insert numbers row, insert control numbers row 3, and so on. Let's hear it. Right now there's not going to be nothing for the first two, I believe. Insert control 1.
S number.
That's the S number, the sequence number. I'm holding down insert control. I'm going to press numbers row 2.
T number.
Insert control numbers row 3.
Title. Recording track ..
Insert control numbers row 4.
Artist.
Artist. Insert control numbers row 5.
Album. Replay music 2013-11-16.
Insert control numbers row 6.
Genre.
Genre. Insert control numbers row 7.
Time 156.
That's the time.
Time 159.
Notice the time is going up.
Time 202.
Getting larger.
Time 205.
2 minutes and 5 seconds. I'm going to press control R to stop.
Control R.
So the I'm no longer recording. I did a on-the-fly stop, a manual stop recording by pressing Control plus R, because I'm showing it to you right now.
Not selected 1. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Johnny Mathis. Christmas Eve with Johnny Mathis. Stage and screen 212. C:\Users\Petro\Music\Replay\Music\Recordings\Replay\Music 2013-11-16\Johnny Mathis- It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.mp3 1986 132 2154587.
Okay, here it is. It identified the song already. And let's hear it. I'm going to do insert up arrow. We're in the list view within Replay Music 6.
Not selected 1-1. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Johnny Mathis. Christmas Eve with Johnny Mathis. Stage and screen 212. C:\Users\
Let's down arrow because it told us not selected.
List 1 list view. Not selected. 1-1. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Now it's selected for us. Let's do a insert control numbers row 1.
S number 1.
Insert control numbers row 2.
T number 1.
That's the track number. Insert control numbers row 3 for the title.
Title. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Insert control numbers row 4.
Artist Johnny Mathis.
The artist. Insert control numbers row 5.
Album Christmas Eve with Johnny Mathis.
Insert control number row 6.
Genre stage and screen.
Insert control number row 7.
Time 212.
The track was 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
C:\Users\Petro\Music\Replay\Music\Recordings\Replay\Music.
Insert control number row 8 tells you the file location where the track is saved on your hard drive. Let's see if there's an insert control number row 9.
1986
is for the year.
132.
I don't know what that is.
Control dash.
Okay. That's it. So we have a song in our list view. It identified the song just like that because there's silence between the tracks in the music service I was listening to. Again, it's for personal use, enjoyment. Where focus is on the first song in the list view.
List 1, list view. 1-1, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Johnny Mathis, Christmas Eve with Johnny.
Say we want to play this song. You can press your Applications keyboard key, your Context menu key. Here it is.
Applications Context menu. To navigate, press up or down arrow. O. Open track folder. O.
You have the following context menu items.
Open track folder to navigate, press up or down arrow O.
Open track folder with a shortcut letter, I think it's called an accelerator key, is O.
Edit track left parent as right parent E.
You can edit the track info, like if it's the wrong album or artist or title, you can edit it right here.
Move track left parent as right parent to directories according to directory format M.
I've not tested this.
Play track key.
There's play track. Accelerator key is P.
Tag track left parent as right parent T.
Tag track. You can tag more than one track, I believe. If you see not recognized in the list view for your song, not recognized, you can do an applications key and choose tag track.
Tag track left parent as right parent to nav.
And it will try again to identify your song, the track, with the proper tags like name, title, all that, artist, album. This down arrow.
Normalize track left parent as right parent N.
You want to normalize? You go here and press enter.
Import MP3 file left parent as right parent I.
If you want to import files, you choose this into the list view. You will import file, MP3 files in the list view.
Delete track left parent as right parent D.
You can delete the track right here. Accelerator key is D.
Open track folder O.
Let's press escape.
Escape, leaving menus, list 1, list view, 1, it's beginning.
Right now, since I got a second sound card, let me turn up the speakers. You'll still hear the station playing the music. So what I'm going to do is turn it off. I'm going to Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab, holidays, colon, Christmas, Alt-Tab 4. Alt-Tab 4, 13%. Replay music dialogue. List 1, list view. 1, it's
the... I close the stream. I'm on the song right now. In the list view within Replay Music 6. I'm going to test the applications keyboard key.
Applications context menu to navigate. Press up or down arrow O. Open track folder O.
I know the accelerator key for play is P, as in Papa. So I'm going to press P and the stream should start playing.
P, leaving menus, list 1, list view, 1.
So, there is your recording. Let me...
Alt-Tab, replay music, Alt-Tab, replay app, Alt-Tab, desktop, Alt-Tab, 1.
I need to stop Winamp from playing this song. I'm going to close Winamp, Alt-F4. Let's see what has focused.
Replay music dialogue, list 1, list view, 1, it's beginning to look...
Okay, we're on the list view on the song. On the track, we're going to choose the applications key.
Applications context menu to navigate. Press up or down arrow O. Open track folder O. Edit track left parent as right parent E.
Say the track info is incorrect. I'm going to press enter on edit track.
Enter, leaving menus, edit track information dialog, title colon edit, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, type of text.
Let me change this.
End.
I'm pretending it's the wrong song.
Selected, it's begin blank. M-E-R-R-Y space, C-A-R-I-S-E-N-A-S.
Let's see what we put in there now.
Title colon edit Merry Christmas.
So we named the title Merry Christmas.
Tab, artist colon edit, Johnny Mathis, type of text.
Wrong artist. Let's type in something else. Let's see.
Joe space S M I T H.
Let's see.
Artist colon edit Joe Smith.
Joe Smith is the artist.
Tab album colon edit Christmas Eve with Johnny Mathis type of tab.
Let's change this one to
GREATST space AITS.
Let's see what it says now.
Album colon edit greatest hits.
Let's tap.
Tap album year colon edit 1986. Type
of text. Let's change the year to 2000.
2000.
Let's hear it.
Album year colon edit 2000.
Let's tap.
Tap album track number colon edit 1. Type of text.
Let's change the track number to 5.
5.
And hear it.
Album track number colon edit 5.
Let's tap.
Tap genre colon edit stage and screen type of text.
Let's change this to, classics.
CLASSICS.
Let's hear it.
Genre colon edit classics.
Let's move on.
Tap lookup art button to tap. Load art button to tap. Delete art button to tap. OK button.
I'm on OK. I'm going to press spacebar. Let's see what Replay Music 6, the list view has now for the song.
Space. List 1 list view not selected 1-5 Merry Christmas Joe Smith Greatest Hits Classics 212 C colon backslash user.
So insert control 1 number row 1
S number 1 T number 5
5 that's what I told it.
Title Merry Christmas.
That's the new name title.
Artist Joe Smith. Album Greatest Hits Genre Classics Time 212.
That's all. That's how you edit the track. Just for fun, I know this is the wrong info. Let's press our applications key. I cannot guarantee it's going to work. Press your applications key on the track that you've selected in the list view.
Applications, context, edit track left, move track, play track on the tag, track left, parent as right, parent unavailable, T.
I cannot tag it here. I don't know why.
Normalize track left parent as right parent unavailable. Import MP3 file left parent as right parent. I. Delete track left parent as right parent unavailable. D.
Let me check that.
Escape leaving menus. List 1 not selected. 1
Merry
Christmas.
Not selected.
List 1 list view not selected. 1-5
If it's not selected, the track. The song, you can't do anything.
1-5 Merry Christmas.
Now it's selected.
List 1 list view. 1-5 Merry Christmas Joe.
It's selected. Let's press our applications keyboard key.
Applications context menu to navigate.
Left down arrow.
Edit track left move track play track. Tag track left parent as right parent T.
Let's see if tag track is going to identify this song to the correct ID3. Tagging system, whatever it's using.
Enter, leaving menus, list 1, list view, 1-5 Merry Christmas, recognizing track, greatest hits, classics, 212C, colon, backslash, user, not selected, 1, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Johnny Mathis, Christmas Eve with Johnny Mathis, stage and screen, 212.
It found it just like that, within a split second, here it is.
Not selected 1-1 it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas Johnny Mathis Christmas Eve with Johnny Mathis stage and screen tooth.
Okay. It's insert a database like a fingerprint. Let's press our applications key on this.
1-1 it's beginning to
make
look
sure it's selected. Then press your applications keyboard key.
Applications context menu edit track left move to play track tag. Edit track left parent as move track left play track P. Tag track left parent normalize track import MP3 file delete track left parent as.
Let's say we want to delete this track. I'm gonna press enter.
Enter leaving menus replay music dash warning dialogue. Are you sure you want to delete it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas? Yes button to activate press space bar alt plus Y.
You got shortcut, alt plus Y also, we're on yes.
Tab, no button,
no.
Tab, yes button.
We're going to press spacebar on yes, we're going to delete this song.
Space, replay music dialog, list 1, list view, 0 items.
The list view is empty, 0 items.
List 1, list view, 0 items, to move to items, use the tab, move up track button.
So there you have it, replay music 6, the key is to find music streams with silence between the tracks, and you're all set. Thank you.
Alt-Tab, replay app. Replay app dialog, static, list of shows, list applique. Stop record slash download, S. Stop record slash download, to navigate press up or down arrow, S. View shows, stop record slash enter, leaving menus, replay app dialog. Would you like to save the current request button to active?